been able to take away some positives from recent losses? Anything positive?
No, not right now. You know, it was disappointing. You know, I think all three phases, players and coaches, you know, we got to play better than that, a lot better, to give ourselves a chance to win.
Do you see any questions about the competitive level of your guys at any point during this game?
I didn't. You know, I can answer that better when I watch the tape. You know, I felt there was a time there late in the fourth quarter. You know, I think when things were going real bad, guys were close. And I thought a few guys pulled the guys together, and I thought they finished. But based off the result on the field, you know, I'm not going to question the effort, but we definitely didn't play well.
Now, it was 20-3. You had fourth and four at the 28. Didn't kick a field goal. What went into the thinking there?
I thought the game was getting away from us. I thought we needed to get a first down there and go in and score a touchdown. Ran the ball the play before that, expecting to have two calls. That's why I ran it there on third and four, I believe it was. Then came up short. And I think they had a screen the next play that got all the way down there, went the distance. So obviously a big turning point in the game.
Primary target?
Yes. Yeah.
Seemed like both the offensive line and the defensive line got physically dominated in this game. What'd you see there?
Yeah, it looked like we struggled. You know, I know we, I know from an offensive standpoint, we had a few key plays in that game, especially at the end of the second quarter. You know, we had a guy alone in the end zone, a chance to score, and they beat us off the ball protection wise. Just from what I saw, the defense too, it looked like they're running the ball pretty well versus us and getting some pretty good push on their O-line.
Outburst on the bench. Did you talk to the players about that? Did you address that after?
Outburst with who?
Just little tempers flaring, throwing their helmets down. Did you talk to them at all about that after?
No, I actually didn't see it. But, you know, it's kind of expected when things go like that. You know, as long as you don't lose your composure on the field and guys end up talking it out and stay on the same page. But I know the guys are frustrated. They've been putting a lot into this, and definitely were extremely disappointed today.
It's a rationalization, but at some point, do you and John, okay, got a starting a rookie quarterback for the first time, got a rookie middle linebacker who hasn't played a full game in the NFL, something like this might happen to you, you know, here and there along the way?
I mean, every single team in the league, there's a very fine line between being in a game, winning a game, and getting your butts kicked, and it's not as big of a distance between all three of those as sometimes it seems. You know, I thought we came out pretty strong, and I thought we had a chance early in that game. I thought our defense did a great job on the first three and out. Sent a punt. We fumbled the punt. The return, they went in and scored 7-0. I know they held us in our first series. And the next one, I thought we stopped them. I think we stopped them. And then ended up getting an offensive PI call. I mean, a defensive PI call, which kept them going. And they got up 14-0, got in a little bit of hole. Thought we had a chance to rebound, recover on offense, especially there at the end of the half, and missed that opportunity when we got inside the 10, which I thought it should have made it 20-10 going into the half when we come out and get the ball. And came up short. That's why I was 20-3. Started with the ball, moved it pretty good. Came up short on a third and four, then a fourth and four, and then it got out of hand after that. So I know it doesn't look good, but it's a very fine line between all that stuff. And, yeah, it's when you turn the ball over like that and you miss opportunities, whether you have a young team, a rookie quarterback, a rookie line, regardless, when you turn the ball over like that and you miss those opportunities, that is the result in the NFL.
How did you get an evaluation of CJ, even though he was under so much pressure that first half before everything was out of control?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, good or bad, or, you know, playing is CJ will learn from it. He's a tough kid. He's going to by no means was he perfect. Did make some plays in the game, and there were some he missed, too. It was similar to last week. I think he'll learn from those. You know, I think he came out early, got settled down a little bit as we went going. Fortunately, we didn't keep the score close to keep him in it and stick with some of the stuff we wanted to. But I, you know, the type of kid CJ is, the type of competitor he is, it's going to be good tomorrow to get to sit down and watch the tape with him and really coach him up.
What did you see from Ruben today in like this short run? Was there any update
on
rib injury?
No, there's no update on the rib injury. I know he wanted to go back in the game, and he was clear to go back in the game late in the fourth, but that was me. I held him out just at the end. It was too important. I want to make sure we have him next week. So the fact that he's good to go there, I'm assuming he'll be good to go next week, but you never know. We'll see what happens tomorrow when he wakes up.
Did he get an x-ray on the rib?
I'm not sure if he did or not.
not broken?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't get the details. I just know he was good to go at the end of the game.